First off, congratulations to my fellow Hall of Fame inductees of this inaugural class. I would like to start off by thanking the three gentlemen that we had several times today already for being a huge part of getting us started back in the early 2000s. Greg, you were there in the beginning and continue to make our sport one of the fastest growing sports in the state. Then to our BCO members, Frank and my dad Linus, for knocking down those doors at OHSA to convince them that our sport is a real sport and needs to be recognized. It was not easy, it took many years and a lot of meetings, then finally OHSA made it happen. So thank you, gentlemen, for all your hard work, and thank you, Mom, for supporting as well. I want to get everybody in there. I remember Dad coming home from that meetings, not very happy sometimes because OHSA didn't listen. They weren't taking it on, and they just, it's like they were spinning their wheels a little bit, but it just took, I think Dan Ross was the commissioner at the time. He finally believed in what we were doing or trying to do, so it all worked out, and they finally got it done, and 07 was that first year. Thanks to my wife, Patty, for putting up all the crazy hours owning a bowling center and still trying to coach at the same time. Getting home at practice at 5 p.m. and turning around right back to go double shift at 6:30 was not always that great, but those times of the year are some of the fun times for us, for sure. It has been a family affair, to say the least. I had the opportunity to coach both my daughters, Erica and Paige, to many conference titles, a lot of tournament titles, several state titles. Erica's got two, Paige has one. Erica's got an individual title, and then Paige was also first team All-Ohio several years in a row. To my two son-in-laws, they're babysitting over there. Tyler was a state champ in 2015 for Coldwater, which I coached. Michael, winning an individual state title as a junior, 2013 for Versailles High School. Michael continues to bowl on the PBA Tour. Not sure I'll ever coach Eli and Tucker in school when they get into school, but you never know. Might be a few years down the road, but as I was quoted a couple weeks ago in an article, I take it year by year. I'm on a one-year contract, right? One-year contract. So we'll see. As long as we enjoy it and it all works out, we continue to grow things and we'll keep on doing. Keep on going. A big thank you to my coaching staff for the past 15 years, boys JV and varsity assistant coach and former player, class of 2005, Kyle Bruns, and also girls JV and varsity assistant, also former player, class of 2009, Wes Steinecker. He is not here tonight. Wes was on the first team to ever win our first state title in 07 when OHSA finally made it to sport. These two gentlemen have helped coach 8 of the 9 state titles that we have won at Coldwater. So thank you guys for believing in our program and being a big part of it. Also a big thanks to two of our former coaches that coached the girls prior to me coaching, Dale Judy and then Tawny Happy. They coached before me. When Erica was coming in to be a freshman, Tawny said, "Time for me to step back. Let me take over." So I do appreciate that, and I have enjoyed it from that day on. So also thank you to my sisters, Pam and Deb are here, along with my brother-in-law, Scott and Rod, and also the family, the Plainridge Bowling family attending this evening as well. So Dad stole a little bit of my thunder. Here's my notes. We have one of our original guys, Greg Duker Bruns, in the crowd here. So he don't look quite the same as he did as a freshman back in the 90s. He's one of the elite bowlers now. Likes to drink beer and still averages well over 200. And great guy to bowl against, but he was on that original team. A couple other players in the crowd, Hayden and Nick. Thank you guys for coming. One of our current seniors decided to come to Columbus today. Clay Schulze is here tonight. So, Clay, maybe we can put one more title run together to get one for the thumb. What do you think? I would also like to thank our school administrators, Athletic Director Eric Goodwin, Principal Jason Helmegard, and Superintendent Doug Mader for all their support through the years. They sure do believe in our sport, and they treat us like any other sport, if it's football, basketball, or baseball. Thank you, Eric, for attending tonight. We do appreciate that. We had a few former superintendents from years ago when they took the sport on, Rich Sees, Jason Wood, and the late Steve Keller, for their support these past 27 years. One last thing I'd like to mention and thank all the former players that I coach over the years. Not sure how many that is, but I do agree with some of the coaches that now coach in league, our bowling league. We do bowl against quite a few of our kids that we do coach. I mean, I think we're at probably close to 100. I mean, I coach long enough to where those kids come back and bowl at our league. That's why our adult leagues are as good as they are these years, because of the kids that do come back after college, or if they go into the workforce, they come back and patronize us and just keep things going. So We also like to thank all the coaches that are currently coaching and that coached in the past for the West Ohio High School Bowling Conference and now the Midwest Athletic Conference. Thank you for all your help over the years to support these kids and giving them an opportunity to play on a sports team. I would also like to thank the board for finally putting this all together and making it happen. We talked about it on the board for probably 3 or 4 years, but we finally kind of got serious about it and then got after it. So we do appreciate the board working with this and getting it done. A big thank you to Linda Coolis for all of her help. Linda, if it wasn't for you, I'm not sure if this guy would still be doing what he's doing, but Greg is a huge part of it, but you are too. And it's we do appreciate you taking charge of this whole banquet thing and getting the place, the venue. And she reaches out to the board of directors, and we all talked about it, but she was a big part of it. We do appreciate it all the time you put in as well. So I look forward to attending this banquet as a Hall of Famer in the future and look forward to continuing to grow the sport for a long time. So thank you very much.